What to do when the meditation practice seems dry and barren, a tedious, joyless exercise? I think we've all been through that. So one of the things that I've always done, I found helpful, is some reading biographies of some practitioner or from the time of the Buddha or some contemporary or some from the past, so that it's sort of seeing the story of a real person who's practicing and has experienced some benefit from the practice, so that sense of connecting. Because sometimes if you just, you're practicing and it's dry, and then you read some dry, boring Dhamma book, and this is totally oppressive. The biographies, find very, very helpful, because it would make it into something. Well, these are real people practicing, and they go through their ups and downs and difficulties. I've always appreciated Ajahn Chah's, his own, when he's teaching, but also the telling the stories of his life, because he never covered over his own foibles and failings. And to me, I find that more inspiring than you read a biography of somebody who's, seems that they were enlightened from birth. I mean, it's sort of, it doesn't do me much good. recognizing that some of these great practitioners had to go through all sorts of difficulties and problems, and had their own misunderstandings of Dhamma practice. It was like Ajahn Chah, remember one time him saying, because he was really experimenting with practice and really putting his heart into the practice, and then he came across this. I mean, it's a phrase from the suttas and the commentaries of making the practice even. So he's making the practice even, maybe that means I have to do everything really evenly. So then he started walking for 2 hours, sitting for 2 hours, lying down for 2 hours, standing for 2 hours. And I said, after doing that for a while, he said, this can't be it. So that, I find that really quite encouraging. So because even a mistake or a misunderstanding can be beneficial. And you realize, it's even somebody, some great teacher like Ajahn Chah, he certainly floundered around.